Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining us today. We love having you here with us on the show to help inspire you, to help you thrive. That's what Kathy and I want to do every time we come in front of you, whether it be here on the radio show or at events or you know, online, or the different things that we do. We help you thrive. We love working with our bestsellers, and I know that you are going to be excited to be inspired by what we're talking about today, because today we're going to talk about what does being a best-selling author mean to you. Some of you have wondered, you know, now I know statistically speaking that just about everybody that's listening wants to write a book. 80% of all the people in the world say that they want to write a book. Here's what I also know, though. I know of those people, only 5% of them ever do, which means that more than likely, you know, you have a story inside of you. You have it just beating on the door of your heart, wanting to come out. And yet you haven't yet. Something's holding you back. And so today we're going to inspire you with stories from some of our best-selling authors to help you begin to picture what it means for you to be a best-selling author. That's right. What does it mean for you to be a best-selling author? Now just think about that for a minute. Stop. If you're not driving, now if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving, close your eyes. And now imagine for a minute that you are getting ready to walk into a room, walk out onto a stage, and somebody's introducing you. They don't just say your name. They don't just talk about, well, this person, you know, has done such and such. But they say, I'm excited to invite now to the stage best-selling author, and then they say your name. Wouldn't that be incredible? I mean, come on, doesn't that make you just a little excited inside just to think about that? It can be yours. That message that you have inside of you, there is somebody who is desperate, waiting for the message that you have. All you need to do is share it. You see, there's nobody on this planet that can do what you do. You may have the same exact job or the same exact business as thousands, millions of other people, but your story is unique because you are the only you that's ever lived. You got to think about that for a minute. I mean, we live in a universe where no two stars are exactly alike. Out of the billions and billions of them, that no two snowflakes are exactly alike. Every single one of us has a unique, wonderful, empowering story that needs to be shared. You need to share your message with the world. And I hope that if you haven't already, that you will join us at bestsellersguild.com to begin to find out how you can share your message with the world. Because today, I mean, I hope every day this is true, but today it's all about you. I brought these people on purpose to share with you an inspirational message that boils down to this. What does being a best-selling author mean to me? So I hope that you really will picture yourself in all of the stories that you hear today and know that you can be the next person whose story is impacting the world and who is telling a story similar to the guests that we're going to have on the show here today. So without further ado, I'd like to first introduce you to my good friend, Leslie Cottrell Simmons. Leslie is an amazing person with a great book. She's been on the show before talking about her book that helps you be prepared for the end of life, but to also have discussions that need to happen throughout the course of your life. Her book is amazing, and I really do hope you'll check it out. Now listen in as Leslie shares with you what it means for her to be a best-selling author.
You know, no matter where you may be in your book writing process, maybe still in your head, in your heart. It may be in process right now. It may be finished and waiting for that very exciting launch date. Chances are you have at least 100 questions that are like percolating through your mind all the time. And I would bet not the least in that order of questions is the one of, I wonder how this is going to change my life when my book is launched. And I can tell you that the answer to that question has a great deal to do with how you are positioned from a marketing standpoint. Because let's face it, if the world is not aware of your book, you're not going to change very many lives. So yes, all of your content is of the utmost importance. It's the whole point, right? But we also want people to know that our work is out there. And I can't think of a better team to align yourself with than Steve and Kathy Kidd from Kidd Marketing. They are a powerhouse team, and both personally and professionally, getting to know them as friends, they're just as impressive as a couple as they are as a couple in business. Steve is just amazing in how he is able to pull your story out of you. If your book is not written, he can get your book out in an hour-long interview and then goes on to the ghostwriters and the editors to get all correct from a grammar standpoint and spelling and formatting. And then Kathy takes over with her expertise in marketing. That is her forte. And she knows how to position your book and when to launch it. And between the two of them, they then have the guarantee that you'll become a best-selling author. And that way, you know that the world will know about your work. One part is just as important as the other. So now that your book is out there, how do you think it will change your life? Well, let me tell you about my experience for just a moment here. I've always been an introvert. Probably always will be. And I've always been a wallflower and always kind of lacking in self-confidence, even though I know that I've done a great job in my careers. I've had several of them. I just was lacking in self-confidence. And something happened internally as I watched that book of mine climbing up through the ranks. I had a shift in my very core. And I don't feel like the same person that I was before I wrote that book. I feel that I stepped into my truth. I feel that I stepped into who I am. I own what my strengths are, and I know that I have an important message to share with the world and impact lives in a positive way. It's been an incredible experience. I've lost a little bit of that wallflower standpoint that I had previously. I have found it easier to walk into a group of people that I don't know and interact and talk about myself and my book and what I do. It's really been kind of a crazy trip. I look back on it and it's like, wow, that's really impressive. And from a professional standpoint, now I also care for my mother, so that takes a good amount of time. And I don't know that I strategically position myself like I would have if I were able to really give full-time attention beforehand to the launching of my book. But my inbox immediately began to fill up with requests for podcast interviews, for collaborations, for presentations and book signings. I was asked if I have a retreat program. If not, could you create one? How long will it take? It was a powerful experience. Part of that is because of this great marketing package that you are able to take advantage of through the authority package with Kidd Marketing. They will make sure that your press release is seen on ABC and NBC and Fox and various other networks. They will provide you with social memes. You'll have a fabulous and fun interview with Steve on his weekly radio show. It's just a powerful, holistic, all-inclusive experience to put you in the perfect position to get the most impact from your book. So I would love to talk to you. If you have further questions, please feel free to just drop me a quick email. My address is Leslie@thevisionarypassage.com. And if you're interested in hearing more about my book, you can go to my website, thevisionarypassage.com. My book is titled I Want You to Know, and it's a comprehensive guide to help you create a legacy of love for your family. I'm just so excited for all of you, you future bestsellers that are going to be coming out on the market. I can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to read your book.
What inspired you from that? What is the one thing that you saw yourself in Leslie's story? I encourage you, go out to Twitter, go out to Facebook right now and hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur and share what you learned from what Leslie said and what you commit to having be your story from the story she shared about what it means to her to be a best-selling author. We want to know, what would it mean to you to be a best-selling author? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur, and I'm so glad you're here today because I know that deep inside of you, there is a story that is screaming to come out. And what I know more importantly than that is there is somebody right now, they're on Google, or maybe they've even decided that they can find it in a book, and they're on Amazon searching for an answer. It's probably something that you do so well that you've forgotten how talented you are at it. We all do it. There's those things that you just take for granted. You're like, well, everybody can do that. And yet the truth of the matter is there are a lot of people who can't do that thing that you do every day with grace and ease. Those things that you love to do, that you just, you feel full inside from doing, Not everybody has that talent. And it's so easy for us to just diminish how powerful our own talents are because they come easy to us. But I want to ask you a question real quick. What is that thing that you do so well, so regularly, so easily that you don't really even give yourself credit for doing it anymore? What is that thing that you talk about so much? You know, if you've got kids, that you talk about it a lot because every time you say it, they roll their eyes at you. Oh, here goes mom again. She's talking about that thing. Mom's on her soapbox. Have you ever heard any of those kind of things? There's mom with another one of her schemes. You've probably heard those kind of things before, haven't you? Well, I'm here to tell you that those are not bad. They're not schemes. They're not scams. And they are very, very useful to the world. For some people, it's something easy, like, well, and I say easy to you, it isn't necessarily easy to the rest of us, but it might be something like cleaning house, doing dishes, taxes, raising children. You know, those are things that I've met some amazing people that do such an incredible job at it, and yet there are other people that every day, it's just a mystery to them what to do, how to keep their house clean, how to really take good care of their children. They stress and they struggle over. They want to be a better mom, but they don't know how. And there are other people that it just comes so naturally to them that, you know, since they were a little child, they've been a mother. They just have it inherently inside of them. It's a gift that God gave them. Whatever your gifting is, it's absolutely perfect. And it is absolutely needed because your unique brilliance is what the world needs to be a better place. If each of us will put out into the world the best version of our true, authentic selves, this world will be a better place. No matter where you live, no matter who's the president, who's, you know, whatever in authority, you being the best version of you will make your world, your community, your life a better place. I hope that really encourages some of you because you do need to join us at bestsellersguild.com. You do need to share your story. We're talking today specifically to you because we want you to begin to envision what does being a best-selling author mean to me. I want you to put it in very personal, very internalized type of words when you say it and when you think of it while you're listening to this show. This is what being a best-selling author means to me. Whether you have a book or not, I want you to just claim it. You know, your brain cannot distinguish between what is and what you vividly imagine. And anything that you say that follows the word I am, the phrase I am, your mind believes it. So if you say, I am a best-selling author, your book may not be written yet, but you are a best-selling author. Your brain doesn't know any different. Now you just need to go out and finish the work to put your book out there in the world so that you can be a best-selling author. You see, the problem is that too often we end up with our I am statements claiming a whole bunch of things that we shouldn't ought to say. A whole bunch of things that we do not want our brain to go, okay, well, if that's what you say you are. You notice I'm not giving you specific examples because I don't want to say I am something negative, even as an example to you, because I don't want my brain to go, well, if that's true about you, then I guess you are. Instead, I want to fill my mind with I am statements that say things like, I am talented. I am blessed. I am a best-selling author. Next, we want to talk to a really great friend. It's so much fun. I loved her book, reading through the poetry, all of the stuff. Stephanie Ellis, her book is something that you really do want to pick up because she takes you through the depth of despair. And through all of it, what she says is, all I ever had was hope. In the midst of all of it, she always had hope. So let's listen to Stephanie as she tells us what it means to her to be a best-selling author.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, world. It's me, Miss Stephanie Ellis, best-selling author of the book All I Ever Had Was Hope. Hello, Kathy, and hello, Steve, my publishers. Hello, hello, hello. Yes. I am a best-selling author. Yes, I am. Kathy and Steve, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You have a phenomenal program. You make your clients become best-selling authors. You take them as a friend, you guide them, and you lead them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have had so many opportunities since becoming a best-selling author. I'm able now to get invitations to come and speak. I'm able to go out and just volunteer with a smile on my face. I'm able to go out and meet different people on different levels, men, women, and children. I'm able now to get a few letters with fan mail. How phenomenal is that? Telling me how good God is. Yes, indeed, He is. And they want to become authors and writing themselves. How did you do that and why did you do that? You have set my soul free. My book, my story. And all I can think about is Kathy and Steve believing what Kathy said. I remember when Kathy sent me an email saying, I think it's a hit. And I was like, what? My story? My little story? I know stories worse than that. I don't know. I thank God for giving me the words to write. I thank God for guiding me through my writing. OMG. And I became a best-selling author. Little me, Stephanie Ellis. Wow. You mean tell me I can change somebody's life? What? Yeah. I can help somebody with that story? You are, Stephanie. What? Young girls are no longer suicidal because of my story. I thank God each and every day. So what I do daily is I get up and I check on girls. I check on men, whether they single, whether they married, because we're all fighting a battle. We are. And being able to be strong like that, being able to be courageous like that and have that supernatural faith, you know, to believe that God is with you no matter what. I have had 3 successful book signings. 3 successful book signings. I thank God for it, for giving me that nudge, saying go, move, don't sit still. You're on a mission. You're on assignment. At first, I was scared. I was scared. I had so much fear. I didn't know where it was coming from. I ain't never had this kind of fear before in my life. And I said, you know what? The devil is a lie. He knew I can go out and help somebody. I gotta go. I gotta move. So that's what I did. Now, so many doors are opening. I have another book signing in Austin, Texas, November the 12th. I will be in Dallas this weekend with Nicole Roberts, Find Your Fierce. I thank God for the opportunity, for giving me the strength and the time to write that story. I thank God for my parents for reading the book, and my father, he's a pastor, and he said that It's great content in that book, and God is going to use you. Thank you, Kathy and Steve. I'm on a mission, I'm on assignment to give the world hope. It's something that we all looking for, that we're searching for, that we need to receive. So if Kathy and Steve is offering you an opportunity to go out and become a bestseller, write your story, become a bestseller, and accept your assignment. Like they say, your story is not yours to keep. I understand that now. And you know, I'm going to tell you the best part about it is when you have a man read your story and he cry. The best part about it is he changed now. He wants to change now. He has so many questions now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Steve. Continue to serve and get your 1 million bestsellers out here in the world. That's a calling. That's a mission. And I'm glad to be part of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What if all you ever had was hope? What if that thing that's gotten you through to this point in your life is something that somebody else doesn't have? You need to share that with them. They need that hope. They need that message of how you've gotten from where you were to where you are right now. Yes, there's more ahead of you. There is more to come. But right now, you need to rejoice in and share with everybody that message that you have inside of you so that others that are 5 steps, 10 steps behind you can get to where you are and move forward. Even as you continue moving forward and you continue looking at the messages of those that are 5, 10, 20 steps ahead of you to inspire you to move forward. I really hope that that did encourage some of you. Again, go out and hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur and use an I am statement. I am, and then I want you to put in there what you are as you become a best-selling author. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Imagine the feeling of being seen as the go-to expert in your field and having that at no extra cost for marketing. Plus, having more time for your family, friends, vacations, and hobbies. You don't have to imagine anymore. Hi, I'm Kristen Baker, Sales, Money, and Success Coach, and I want to share my proven formula that I use to close over $100 million in sales. Go to KristenBakerCoach.com, that's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, BakerCoach.com, and access my free checklist called Turn 100 Leads into $20,000. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you've been sitting on a gold mine of ideal clients. Stop wasting time and money on sales and marketing methods that don't work. Start by going to KristenBakerCoach.com. Download my checklist and let's get started today.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur. What does it mean to you to be a best-selling author. For some of us, we need that credentialing. But the truth of the matter is, the reason why we need that credentialing is because we want people to take us serious. There was a time when there was a certain level of college and postgraduate work that you had to do in order to be taken as serious. And there are still some jobs that is absolutely imperatively true. I mean, let's not start being in a world where our doctors don't have to go to all the schooling that they can get before they start working on us. But think about that for just a minute. I mean, when you go into the exam room and the doctor walks in and says, "Hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so," you don't wonder, "Hey, I wonder if this guy knows anything about medicine." In fact, our brains are wired in such a way that we immediately and naturally assume that this person knows what he's talking about. We don't interrogate him. We don't go, "Well, you know, what did you graduate in your class? Were you the guy that graduated top in your class? Or did you graduate last? Did you go to Harvard University? Or did you go to Bob's University?" I mean, both of those schools have the capability to allow somebody to graduate and go through the process of becoming a doctor. And there's a whole lot more involved with that that I've learned over the years in talking to folks like our friend Dr. Dre. But the truth of the matter still is that when someone introduces themselves as Dr. So-and-so, we immediately have a certain expectation and, more importantly, belief in that person. Same's true with the nurse practitioners, all those kind of things. And being a best-selling author in your business is that same exact kind of psychological effect where the person immediately assumes that you know something. They pay attention to what you're saying. We've heard so many exciting stories about people who have gone from not being able to get any speaking fees, or their speaking fees were $200, and now their speaking fees are $2,000. Why? Because now they're a best-selling author. Doesn't really take much other than that, because people will take notice. And then you begin getting all kinds of exciting opportunities that weren't available to you. You know, the Huffington Post originally says to you, "We're sorry, but we're not interested in what you've submitted to us." And then you resubmit it as best-selling author so-and-so. And they're like, "Well, not only do we like your stuff, but we'd like to invite you to have a regular column here on the Huffington Post because we are interested in what you have to say." It's the power of being a best-selling author. Again, I've recommended it a couple of times during the show, but I will again invite you to come join us, bestsellersguild.com. It's a free Facebook group, and it has a whole community of people who are like a family and who are all on their process, somewhere between starting to onto multiple different books that are now bestsellers. And they would love to help and encourage you as you become a best-selling author. So next, we want to talk to an amazing lady. I just love this woman so much. And she is our self-confessed greatest fan. And I got to say right back at you, Joan, I'm your greatest fan. You are just so awesome. Joan Randall, her book is literally How You Can Become Victorious in 90 Days. 90 Days to a Victorious You. If you will pick up her book and you will go through it, you can see transformation in your life in just 90 days. It's an amazing book, and I encourage you to get it as well. Now let's listen in as Joan tells us what it means to her to be a best-selling author.
Hi, my name is Joan T. Randall, CEO and founder of Victorious You. I am a best-selling author, international speaker, and a transformational coach. And today I just want to share the difference that Kid Marketing has made in my life since I partnered with them and became a best-selling author. I've always known that I wanted to write a book, but I did not know the steps. I did not know the process. And for those of you out there that are thinking of writing a book and just totally confused as to what's the first step to take, I understand because I've been in your shoe. I was introduced to Kathy Kidd by a friend of mine last year, and I signed up on the Bestsellers Guild and just watched them for a while. And when I first connected with Steve and Kathy and I shared my idea about writing a book, I was very uncertain as to the process. Kathy was gracious enough to take me through the writing process as to how to divide your book into portions and sections in order to give the readers the best possible scenarios for what you want them to know about you and what you want them to read about in terms of your writing. And then Steve is so incredible, such a gentle giant. And he was able to just, you know, we did an interview, and after the interview, I felt so confident and so sure that this was the way to go. When I got the content of my book ready and I forwarded to Steve and Kathy, I'll be honest with you, I felt like I'd given birth. I cried. And I remember communicating with Steve and saying, should you cry when you finish with this process? And he said, yes, you have just given birth. And I thought about it. I had given birth to something that I'd wanted to do for so many years and just did not know how. And here I was in the presence or collaborating with Steve and Kathy to make my dream a reality. The thing I love about Kidd Marketing and Steve and Kathy is they hold your hand through the entire process. So from start to finish, you feel as if you are doing this with their partnership. And I love it because it is a partner publishing and you feel as if you are also in control of the content of your intellect. You know, what you're putting in your book is your intellectual content. And so you have that partnership. And I think that is what I love. But what has the book done for me since I became a bestseller? Leaps and bounds changed my life. Number one, I was able to quit a 25-year career that I had because I got an opportunity to establish my own company. It's amazing to see your name in the press releases when your book comes out that says Joan T. Randall launches her book 90 Days to a Victorious You, and the press release is shown on ABC, NBC, CBS, and the Fox News. That is amazing. That gives you leverage. I was able to leverage my book to start my own radio show, my weekly radio show on WDRB Media called Survive to Thrive. So every Saturday, I get the opportunity to share with an audience what my platform is. And I was able to interview people and talk about what, you know, is most important to me. I also came out in several magazine articles. I was interviewed for several magazines and, you know, whether it's the front cover or the inside cover, but there were 5 magazine articles that had my story in those articles. I also got an opportunity to get paid for every time I speak. Prior to being a best-selling author, I would speak but not get paid for it. This allowed me to get paid for it. I also got an opportunity to speak internationally, outside of the country. I was able to leverage my book. I sold over 350 copies. I gifted about 100 copies. I made everything back that I had invested into getting my book published. The leverage that, you know, the trajectory that has come as a result of being a best-selling author is by leaps and bounds what I could not even imagine. Being a best-selling author gives you confidence. It gives you the courage, but it also helps you to collaborate on a totally different level. I went from having 1,000 followers on social media to having over 5,000. I walk into places and people say, I recognize you from Facebook. I recognize you from your book signing. I recognize you from your live video streams. So leveraging a best-selling book is just, it can do so much for your business. And I really thank God that I had an opportunity to work with Steve and Kathy. One thing that I must say is that when you are a number one best-selling author, you wear that crown forever. It can never be taken away from you. So even if you spend an hour on the best-selling list or 100 hours on the best-selling list, the fact of the matter is when you are done, that is yours to keep for as long as you live.
So now you can live as a victorious you, and you can be a bestseller for the rest of your life. You will be a best-selling author. Let that sink in for a second. Now claim it. We've been talking throughout the show about what it means to you to be a best-selling author. And I want you to just grab a hold of that with both hands and bring it into your chest. Embrace that you are a best-selling author. And now let's get that book out there, because the world needs what you have to share. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. What does this whole best-selling author thing mean to you? It's going to be different for every person in some ways, but in some ways it's also very universal, because being a best-selling author is something that is just a transition that starts first and foremost in your mind. It's a journey. It's a process. And, you know, you've heard several people talk about that fear, that thing inside of you that's holding you back. And yet then comes that day when you get that message, you get that phone call, and you are forever thereafter a best-selling author. I want to make that call to you. Kathy wants to be able to post to you via Facebook message, to put the post up on Facebook and shout it out to the world that you're a best-selling author. About 97% of our people actually become number one in their category. We've even had some people who have been number one now for more than a year in their category as a best-selling author. And yeah, that has to do with continuing with the buzz and continuing to follow up on the momentum that the authority package can create for you. But you will be a best-selling author, and you can capitalize on that, use that for so many things for the rest of your life. It's such a great gift. It's a gift I love giving to people because you deserve it. You deserve recognition for being uniquely, brilliantly, awesomely, amazingly you. Are you convinced yet? Are you ready to become our next best-selling author? Well, just in case you're still kind of on the fence and you're wondering, well, what's in it for me? What does it mean to me to be a best-selling author? I've got one more person here for you who's going to share his story about becoming a best-selling author. Rodney Lawson, his book, Broken, Inspired, and Driven, is an amazing exposure of himself and his own flaws and how he's learning to be a better person, a better man, and to really, truly be the blessing that he is to this world. Rodney is a great guy, and it's so amazing that he's willing to be open and share the flaws that he does have. And it's really helping a lot of us as men to really be able to see that it's okay to be flawed, and it's also okay to step away from that and into a better way of living. I really think you're going to get some inspiration from Rodney as he talks about what it meant to him to become a best-selling author. So listen in and see if you can identify in Rodney's story what it's going to mean for you to be a best-selling author.
Well, Steve, let me narrow it down to three things. Number one, success. Number two, experience. And number three, confirmation. So if I were to go back and I were to talk about success, when I set out to write my book, I had a certain goal in mind. And that goal was to try and get the book into as many hands as possible because I was pouring my values into it. I was pouring years and years of leadership ability into this book. And I wanted folks to read it. You know, I wanted folks to look at it and understand what my values were and why they made me so successful in the corporate world and in the educational field. So that was extremely important. I wanted folks to see and hear my whole story. So I tried to visually paint a picture of taking them from all of the events that broke me, but yet inspired me after the hurt and pain subsided, but then drove me to be successful in those individual areas. So by putting that out there, what it did was it was very fulfilling for me, for folks to look at that and say, wow, well, if he can be successful and he can go through these things, then I can do it too. The next thing I would say, number two was experience. From someone who had never written a book before, it was important to me to try and be the best at it. And that for me, the goal was to become a best-selling author. And as I started out with the process, I had no idea really what I was doing other than putting my thoughts and my experiences down, you know, on a piece of paper. And fortunately for me, I got the opportunity to meet Lisa Nichols at the ICON conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And she gave me a free ticket to attend her Speaking Right to Make Millions class about a month and a half later in May. So I went to her Speaking Right conference out in San Diego, And of course, that's where I met Steve, you, and Kathy. But there was a reoccurring theme there at that event. That reoccurring theme was many people write books and think that they're launching their book on a day that, that it comes out, but they're not really launching a book. They're just announcing it. And that's where I was. I was in the process of just announcing my book, not having a launch. And it was at that event that I'm sitting here in the seat listening to folks speak one after another that I realized that I needed to reallocate my budget and place much more of my funds towards marketing my book so that I would have a launch, an actual launch, and not just an announcement. And of course, that's where, you know, Steve, you and I met, and I, you know, decided to work with you and Kathy, Kid Marketing, to help launch my book and put it in the best possible position for success. Because based off of the years of experience that I had, I wanted to make sure that the book, you know, took off. And I can honestly say that today, here we are in 2016, in November, I know so much more about the process of going through writing a book. And these are all things that I knew nothing about just a year ago. So the experience that I got from that process was simply phenomenal. And then I would have to say that just the whole process of going through this writing experience and becoming a best-selling author, it was just so humbling, so gratifying. And that's because, you know, if I can be transparent with, you know, the audience here, I, you know, was in the process of going through my second divorce while I was writing a book. And it was really, really tough. And throughout that process, it helped me to define a couple of things. Number one, it helped me to understand just how broken I was inside with having gone through the experiences that I went through in my childhood with an abusive alcoholic father in the household, and how I picked up some of those aggressive, harsh tendencies when it came to communicating to my significant others. And it, you know, it cost me two marriages. So I realized throughout that process, I had to heal. So that was, you know, basically a turning point, in my life. You know, as I was going through this whole process, just the pain of that and the agony of, you know, some days where you just can't write, you can't pick that laptop up and open it up and start punching on the keys, because you just have so much hurt inside. And to fast forward to the end result, you know, I'll never forget having the actual launch on September the 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And just an exciting day, you know, doing a radio interview that morning. And then the book is launched. I went on Facebook Live at about 15 minutes before the book was launched and spoke to, you know, my audience there. And then the book comes out and I'm sitting at the office. And just, you know, just so much anticipation. And in this anticipation, you know, you go from 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, to 4 o'clock, to 5 o'clock. And it wasn't until 6:30 that I was on my way home. And I realized that, I might not become a best-selling author. I might not hit this mark. And I remember thinking as I was driving down the street, that sometimes you swing for a home run with all your might and you connect, but it just falls a few feet short. But don't give up, Rodney. Keep going. Keep pushing. Jump on to the next step. I decided to get something to eat, stopped into the parking lot of a Panera Bread. And that's when I got the notification from Kathy saying, congratulations, Rodney. You are now a best-selling author. Your book is number one in three categories in the United States, and it's in the top 10 in two more categories in the United States. And I literally broke down and cried. The tears were tears of joy, but also tears of pain. Because if you think back to this third point that I'm making, when you put something so much into this situation, but yet you're still going through a piece of your life where you're broken. It was just so gratifying to become a best-selling author in the midst of going through a divorce and having so much pain. So it was, it took me to a place mentally that I couldn't even imagine. And I just sat there in the parking lot, Steve, and I cried. And it didn't end there. You know, I go in to get something to eat. I come home. I'm talking to my son, and he's excited. I'm excited. And then I get another notification at 10:30 that evening from Kathy telling me, congratulations, you are now an international best-selling author. Your book is now number one in four categories in the United States. It's number one in Canada, and it's number one in three categories in France. And I was just so overwhelmed, Steve. I couldn't sleep that night. I get up in the morning, I jump in the shower, and literally broke down again in the shower, just thanking God for having gone through so much, but then having accomplished something so significant, so important in my life. So now I'm using this new title that I have of international best-selling author, and this new title is going to thrust me, you know, further onto the scene so that I can continue to, you know, number one, heal myself, and number two, work with and heal other broken men who may have gone through the same process that I'm going through and not realized it. So that's the journey that I'm on. You know, I feel like it's a calling from God, and I'm going to walk that journey. I've done countless radio interviews since the book has been released, speaking engagements. In fact, I got notification earlier today that there's two radio interviews that I'm scheduled for, one in November and one at the beginning of December. And then I'm also looking at going out west and speaking at a conference to a men's group to talk about, you know, broken men in a healing process. So, Steve, that's what it means to me.
So what does it mean to you to be a best-selling author? I want you to claim it. I want you to begin using the I am statement. I am a best-selling author. I would love for you to join us over at bestsellersguild.com and let Kathy and I help you become our next best-selling author, because you do have a message that needs to be it needs to be shared. It needs to be given to the world. There are people that are looking for the answer to the thing that you already know how to do. So I encourage you, share that with them. Let us help you become the next best-selling author. And if it's not with Kathy and I, because I know there are other programs out there and other people, then, you know, get your message out there. But we would be honored to work with you, because more than anything, what we want to see is your unique brilliance shared with the world. Because as I tell you every week, I want you to remember, you are uniquely brilliant. There is nobody like you. You were created very on purpose and specifically for a purpose. The world needs you. It doesn't just want you. It isn't just going to be okay with you being there. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We want you to be our next best-selling author so that you can share with the world what it means to you to be a best-selling author. I hope you'll join us over at bestsellersguild.com and know that we're here for you. If there's anything that we can do, we want to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.